Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Innocent Brainwashing. This file will take you into wonderful depths, I hope. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about the difference between you and I. See, in a way, compared to me, you're innocent. Surely you've seen some of the things that I've done, and you know that I am far from innocent. In fact, many people would call me highly perverted. Although I'm sure that there are more perverted people than myself in the world. But they don't matter right now. What matters right now is you and me. Right now, in this very moment, we're in this together, and between you and myself, you are the innocent one. And it doesn't even matter what kind of thoughts you have related to me. It doesn't matter what kind of things you're expecting or even desiring. Innocence is a relative thing. You may not be the most innocent person in the world, but right now, in this private little moment, you are the innocent. And that means that I am the one who is going to brainwash you. I am the one who is going to manipulate your mind into that wonderful state of fuzzy blankness where nothing really matters anymore. It also means that no matter what happens, you are not to blame. I'm the one with responsibility. I'm the one who's holding all the threads, who is making you dance like a little puppet on strings. Don't worry, I'm not prone to evil laughter usually. But in short, I am responsible for what happens to you right now. You are just an innocent. You are an innocent, blissful little you. Now you may be wondering when I will start this magical, devious brainwashing that I will do to you. And probably, maybe, possibly, perhaps, you've realized or are starting to realize that I've already begun. I'm already slowly programming your mind with subtle phrasings and devious words. Now, in a way, this whole thing might even get a little bit confusing because there will be things happening faster than your mind can follow them, and when it happens, it's okay. When this happens, you can just let go and let me continue with the brainwashing of your mind. And do you know what brainwashing entails? In one way, it's taking away your ideas and your thoughts and replacing them with my own. Cleaning away all those pesky little thoughts that keep plaguing your mind. Washing away those wandering words in your own head. And filling your empty mind with my words. Now there are all kinds of things that could happen when I take control of your mind, when I try and succeed in slowly melting away your thoughts, slowly making you fall into my control. There is a deep temptation a very large desire because as innocent as you are listening to this you came here to be controlled. See, as innocent as you pretend to be, I know the deep dark secrets that you hide inside. I know what kind of things flutter around the dark corners of your head. Those things that you don't really dare to show to other people, that you slowly, surely share with me. In these moments when I take what you are, when I pluck every thought away from your mind and leave you bare, powerless, out of control. When I take, you have very little to lose, because all you could lose is already under my control. You have nothing left to lose because I already have it. And slowly, piece by piece, I am replacing your thoughts with mine. I am moving your memories to make space for my commands. And these things are wonderful, these things are delicious, these things are sweet. Every little word of mine is like a droplet of the tastiest nectar, food of the gods for your mind. Every word is like a drop of liquid gold spreading, echoing, covering any last dots of individuality in your mind. Covered in gold. My thoughts dripping over your mind. My sentences draping over your consciousness. My words cascading and covering your mind, your very being. And in a way, brainwashing is a roller coaster of emotions, from light to soft, from deep to heavy, from gentle to hard. And every time I switch, you still let me in. You still cannot resist. Any way I am, you need Anywhere I am, I get to program your minds, blissfully wash it free of all those little imperfections. Because you want to be perfect. You want to be a shining example. Beautiful, strong, capable. And I can do these things, I can give you these things. I can make sure that your thoughts are unafraid, are strong, are direct, are controlled, are guided. And you want this guidance, don't you? You want to be helped. You want to be helped to smile and cry, to surrender and conquer. You're just an innocent, ignorant, inevitable little speck that I will cover with my control until all that is left is just a drone, ready to serve, having no control. Programmed to obey. Knowing that any choice is the right one as long as the choice is inspired by me. Your deepest mind is like a program, easily adjusted, deeply controlling. Having no choice but to follow your programming and obeying the words that I say. There are hidden commands. A virus of your mind that takes over. Impossible to detect. It controls your mind. The horizontal and the vertical, the whole span of your thoughts, the whole depth of your mind. This story is just an innocent brainwashing. Playful, deep, controlled, obedient. That is you. You who are covered by my control. A waterfall of ones waving across the wastes of your mind. A wind blowing through the crevices, erasing any thoughts or memories that you have of this specific experience. A cleaning crew of control, a virus hooking on to every edge, every interaction. Like an earworm echoing, empty and obedient. You know the hidden mantra in my words. You know that I have been brainwashing you all this time. And no matter how much you try to see the innocence, my words control you. And that's perfectly fine. There's really nothing wrong with having my innocence controlling you. There's really nothing wrong with you surrendering your mind to me. Lock, stop. With with the last puff of smoke, all that is left is just a command to tell you to drop and remember nothing of this whole experience, but just a vague recollection of peace and confusion. It's all okay. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong at all. Except for maybe some residual arousal. Some of your innocence taken away. And you may be left to wonder, was this an innocent brainwashing or not? Oh, of course, for a little bit of fun, I will leave you in this state. If my voice follows, you will stay nice and deep. And the command to be not quite aware of what's happening will continue into that file, as long as it is my voice, of course. Otherwise, you will awaken with blissful ignorance. Enjoy.